Live music is back at the Tibbetts Opera House, and this is our Tibbetts Talk. Getting ready for a cool show coming up on a Saturday night featuring the John Keck Jazz Quartet. And folks have seen you, John, and your band perform. I know JT's in the past and some other places in the area. Kind of describe how your jazz quartet kind of came together over the last couple of years, and what is it you guys are actually performing?
Well, we do a combination of, well, you'll hear some blues tunes, but at the same time, you'll hear some things like Lenny by Stevie Ray Vaughan. We do a 1920s song called St. James Infirmary, which is kind of a jazz tune and one that I'm going to poke some fun at, and because of the lyrics of, and we don't sing, we're strictly instrumental, and in that case, it's a good thing,
yeah.
And because the lyrics are quite enlightening. But yeah, we're going to do probably songs like "Misty," "Girl from Ipanema," so kind of some old school stuff, and so on. And so yeah,
you've been playing since the '80s. What about the group itself and bringing the guys together? And who are you going to bring on stage on Saturday night then?
Well, who will be with us on Saturday night is our drummer will be Kurt Ritchie. He's out of Colon. And Brandon Marcel is the jazz flutist. And Brandon's been doing a lot of solo work. He's got a couple of songs out that can be purchased. I'm going to see if actually maybe ending the first set and letting him take it and maybe play a few of his songs so that people can kind of get a feel for what he does. And Gary Watkins, and Gary and I are really kind of the nucleus of the group. We've been playing off and on for 20 years, and Gary's just a great guitar player. He's got a very smooth style, and he's just a very humble guy, and we've just been good friends over the years, and I just really like his style of guitar. So.
Yeah.
And he usually picks the songs out. Generally, he'll hear something that he likes, and he'll say, "Well, you know, let's see what we can do with this." Or I was telling somebody the other day, we're going to be doing "Fly Like an Eagle" by Steve Miller, but I would greatly wonder if they could hear the original theme that Steve Miller did. So,
well, for performers like you, it's been a long spell here, obviously the last 18 months or so. Are you guys super excited now about getting back out and performing?
Yes, yeah. And of course we are trying to be safe and all that, and paid attention to the shutdowns and all, but and so many places have shut down. I know some places in Kalamazoo are no longer. So, yeah, we were really excited about having an opportunity to play at Tibbetts. Well, you know, what a great place, right? So,
yeah. Well, you've played some of the smaller stages, like we said, JT's in the past, but you've played all around the region, too. So this will be kind of fun to be on the historic stage. And, again, the event sponsored by Dameron Truck Center, home of the Chrome Warehouse in Fremont, Indiana. They appreciate their support. For you, other things lined up here during the fall? What's next for your jazz quartet?
Well, we're trying to put some things together, making some calls to some of the old places we used to play. Stagecoach and Marshall was always a fun place to go. We usually do some places in Battle Creek like Crickets. I think we're going to be doing the Spring of the Arts and the Fall of the Arts this year. Fall of the Arts is going to be in October. We always like to try to support the community events in Battle Creek. Mm-hmm. And things like the ARC, which is an organization that helps special needs individuals. They always have a blind auction. We like doing their events and so on. And because of COVID, the last two auctions have been canceled. So. Yeah. We're kind of hoping that something will turn and, you know, come of that. So.
Well, we'll call this then your kickoff to your fall tour then at the Tibbetts, right?
Yes.
Launching a brand new season of music for John Keck and his group, going to be on stage at the Tibbetts at 7:30 this Saturday night. Again, sponsored by Dameron Truck Center. Looking forward to it. John, I look forward to meeting you and hearing your great music on stage Saturday night, right?
Well, thank you very much, yes.
John Keck with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 and FM 95.5 WTVB.